Hello, now you can hear me. All right, cool. I won't put the wig on, but I just wanted to make a bit of fun for today for TechEd. I'm Chris O'Connor, Grumpy Wookie. Come and say hello to me on Twitter if you want. Shout out a few hashtags and whatever if you like. I wanted to show a few bits and pieces today about SharePoint and jQuery. So a lot of people here use SharePoint, I'm pretty sure everyone. Who uses jQuery? Great, good. All right, well, I'm in for a bit of trouble then because you guys might know more than me. But what I basically wanted to show is a couple of different demos. And I'll start off with a little bit about jQuery, but it sounds like everyone is going to be in the know. So that's great. jQuery is essentially a JavaScript library that you can add to your SharePoint site or ASP.NET site. It's just JavaScript. Some include files that you add to your page, your master page, your page layout and whatever else. And jQuery uses the language of the web. It uses HTML and CSS to do the animations, a structure of HTML using ID tags, class tags and the like, P tags, whatever else, and then you use an animation to do whatever you want. Best thing is that it's browser independent. You don't need to worry about HTML5, don't need to worry about Silverlight or Flash. These all take a lot more involved sort of development techniques, certainly for Silverlight and Flash. Who's using HTML5 browser? No one really. So HTML5 is not really an option as yet. So jQuery is a really good option if you're in a browser and needing to target different browsers, certainly in an organization, i.e. different versions of IE and the like. So how does it work? As I mentioned, it's just a JavaScript file. So all you need to do is download a file and upload it to your SharePoint site or to your farm or to your web server, whatever else, and include a script tag within your master page. And then you use this jQuery syntax, which has a dollar denomination at the start. That dollar document ready means as the page is finished loading, then do some stuff. And in this instance, what we're doing is for an A tag, which is an Ahref tag, add a class, a CSS class called test. And we'll see that in operation in a moment. Within jQuery, there's a couple of sort of facets or sort of items that you need to know. And a lot of this is really well documented on the jQuery site, jQuery.com. You essentially target a DOM element. You either target it by an ID, like with a hashtag, or by a class with a dot tag, or you can target it to a different tag. And then once you've selected a piece of the DOM, the HTML DOM, you can then do some stuff. Add a class, remove a class, add an animation or whatever else. Here's a little example. We've got a div, ID equals announcements, and then class, some H1, P tags and the rest. How we would target that particular div, which would be the whole section, would be hash announcements, add class. That'll add the test class, CSS class, to that HTML section. Or you could do it off a class, dot article, which will target anything on the page, remember, which has article as the CSS class, and will add another CSS class, depending on what you're wanting to do. And there's one targeting a specific tag, a HTML tag, a P tag. The next thing, once you start to select a piece of HTML within the page, within the DOM, the document object model, is you can add events to it so that you can say, right, when someone clicks something, when someone hovers over something, when someone does moves out, focuses out, hocus. Someone's messaged that seriously. I didn't do that. Focus, that should be focus. You can do then effects, animate, fade in, fade out, or an accordion, which we'll show you in a moment. So here's a section of HTML text, jQuery text. It's got hash write, which will get the ID, it'll get a div that's targeted as the write, it's targeted as R-I-G-H-T, and when you click it, it will move a block to the left. So admittedly, I'm cheating here a little bit, this is in PowerPoint, but this is essentially what you do, is when the user, this is what happens, user clicks there, and it will move across. That happens in a browser in HTML. So how do we actually get jQuery? Well, all we need to do is download it from the jQuery site. And there's a couple of ways you can get it. You can get a minimized version and a debug version. You can see the sizes there, 30K or 230K. And that adds to your page size. So that when a person browses to your page, your SharePoint page or an ASP.NET site, it will also download that file. So obviously, in a runtime environment, you want the smaller size. But if you're doing some debug or you're trying to work out where things are fitting within within the jQuery stack, you can use the debug version, which is a lot bigger, but it's not just hieroglyphics, lines and lines of stuff. And the best thing about jQuery, and this is the thing I'll show in a little bit, is that you can do a lot without much code. jQuery, yes, it's JavaScript, but once you add on a few extra bits, you've got the jQuery runtime, essentially, you can add on extra JavaScript classes to do more stuff with less lines of code. So what we'll see is we'll do an accordion with only two or three lines of code. We'll do a news rotator and an image rotator, again, with only, you know, half a dozen lines of code. So when it comes to SharePoint, what do you need to do? Well, typically this is how I approach it, is I'll upload the JavaScript file, the minimized JS file for jQuery into a site assets library or a style library, however you want. This can be in Office 365, of course, because all you're doing is adding documents to a document library. Then include a reference to that within the master page. Same sort of thing like you do with any script tag, is to add in the reference to that jQuery file. And then you're done. That's jQuery installed, as it would be. Then it's just a matter of using it. So let's jump over and have a look at some demos. I've got a couple here. We've got a news accordion, an image rotator, and a news rotator. And essentially, I'm just going to add a list view, change some XSLT, and animate it with jQuery. So I've got another tune. Alright, enough of that. Okay, let's jump over to... I've got a VM here. And if I log on... Okay, I've got a SharePoint site. And what I need to do is, first of all, as I mentioned, is I have to upload my jQuery files to my SharePoint site. So what I've got is I need to go into my site assets, view all site content, site assets, and I'm just going to simply upload a file. So I've got a number of files to add. Add document. I'm going to upload a couple of files, because what I've got is I've got a jQuery file and I've got a couple of plugins. So this is just running within my SharePoint VM. I've got an upload folder here. I've got a jQuery file, a jQuery UI, which gives you a couple of extra functions and aspects within jQuery, and then the CSS. So if my VM wakes up, I'll select all, drag it down, okay, and throw them up. Okay, so that's just going to upload those files into SharePoint. No big deal there. While that's happening, let's load up SharePoint Designer. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to add that reference to my master page. Connect to my website, and I'm going to have to log in again, administrator. And I'm going to get a master page and I'm going to add in a section of text. So go to my demo script and include in my tag. The good thing with Office 365 then and SharePoint Online is you can just use SharePoint Designer to connect to your site too. So I'm using this on a VM running on my laptop here, but you could easily do exactly as I'm doing in Office 365. And again, no need for Flash, no need for Silverlight, and no need for any specific browsers. So if I go into the Master Pages folder, I'm going to... Copy and paste. So I'm going to get a new one. Totally new Master Page, just to prove there's no funny business. Come on, SharePoint. While that's going, what I'm going to show you is within my site, I've got a number of different areas of the business. I've got manufacturing and marketing, and what we're going to do for the first one of these is to do announcements off the manufacturing site. Manufacturing guys have a SharePoint list that they do their announcements with. No big deal. You've just got a title, the date, and there's a description behind the scenes as well. So if we go back to the homepage for that manufacturing site, what I'm going to do is add a list there, and we'll do an accordion over that. So let's come back now that we need our master page. Let's update our V4 master page, and we'll call it V4 Tech Edge 2011. So we've got a brand new master page. I mean, I could have done it in the same master page, but I'll leave that one alone for now. Edit the file, and it will open up in, check it out, yes. This is running a bit slow today. I will add my list to my site while I'm waiting for that to fire up. SharePoint Designer's been a bit temperamental today. I was running really quick on my VM last night. This is Demo Gods, of course. Okay. Insert my list. Come on. Insert a list. I've been cursed. There we go. Insert an existing list. Okay, now I'm going to put the announcements list onto this page. So that's just simply adding a list view. That's no big deal. This is ridiculous. Sorry, guys. Is my power running? It's running on high performance. Okay, while that's going, I'm going to jump across to my master page. I'm going to have to multitask here. This is a bit... Oh, man, not responding. Okay, I'm going to add in my reference to my jQuery file. Oops, that's my master page. I didn't want that. I wanted that. Paste that in there. Okay, so all I've done there is put in a reference to the jQuery file. Save it, and I'm going to go save it, customize, yes. No biggie. Come on. Okay. Then I'm going to actually, I'll make sure I check in that page. Check it in. Okay. Then I'll have to make sure that I set my master page so that I'm using the jQuery stuff. Make sure I save this page first. And I fire up another browser. 84. Okay. And in my site settings, I'm going to change my master page. So I'm going to use that new master page that I've just added my jQuery reference to. Sorry this is taking so long. I've got an SSD running in my machine here, and it was rather snappy when I was doing it last night. Where are my master page? Okay. Where is my master page? Did I open the wrong site? To publish it? I've checked it in. It's not checked in. There we go. Check in. Yeah, I don't really... Oh, I should publish it, but don't have to. I'm just running admin. So, there we go. Please be there. All right. Maybe I need to refresh my page. Demo fail. No, wrong one. Master page. Where is it not there? I've gone to the wrong site collection. That's what I've done. I beg your pardon. Close site. Sorry, guys. One sec. Who hates typing administrator and wishes it was just admin? Oh, come on. Administrator. Okay. All right. That's why I was running a little slow. I hit the wrong site. Okay. while SharePoint Designer is cranking over, I can change. What I'm going to do is I'm going to change this web part to point at an XSLT file. Now, this particular, or all of these list views, running the new SharePoint 2010 XLV, the XSLT list views, really cool because you can do your views, you can do your edit view, change view, add fields, and all the rest of that. And then when you're done and you want to actually change what is being rendered out, you can change the XSLT that it's going to use simply by putting in a link to a file. Now, I will show you that file in a moment, and that's the file that we're going to use to render up. Basically, we're going to construct some HTML with certain divs and tags and the rest of that, and then animate that. So at the moment, all we've got at the moment is, there we go, just a ride to work, and I'll make sure I've included the body the body and the image. And if you bear with me, I apologize for this, my VM's not normally this slow. What is happening? Okay, while that's going, I'm multitasking, as I say. Demo fails here. Master page, copy, paste. Okay. So to my list view, all I'm doing is adding in the body tag and the created tag. And so now I've got a title, some text, and a date. And that's based on the XSLT that we're pulling from that particular site, which I've prepared earlier, and I'll show you in one moment. But for now, let's just edit this page. I'm not fussed about the name now. Let's move it along. Put in some jQuery. Check it out. Come on, this is crazy. It's doomed to fail, wasn't I? Tempted. All right. So, we have jQuery. Saving that file, and I will need to SharePoint Designer, yay! Who actually likes the new SharePoint Designer? I don't mind it, to be honest. All problems here and now aside. Master pages, let's go that way. That one there, check it in. All right, that took a little bit longer than it should have, but we should now have master page, we can do some jQuery. And what I might do is I might speed up this a bit. If I can. All right. Okay, yay, we have a master page. And no, I'm not worried about... I'm just the only person running it, so... You won't see any changes yet, but what we'll do is we'll use, out of our site assets folder, in my site that I'm doing, my manufacturing site. So that was in my root site where I was managing my master page. So now I've got another site, which is my sub-site. And that's where my XSLT resides. This is painful. Okay, site assets. And I have a news accordion file here. Okay, so what I've got is some XSLT. This is as raw as you can get, and all it's doing is saying, for each row, write me out the value of the title, the body, and the created by text. So what I might do is I might cheat ahead, because I had planned to build this up over time, but my VM's really running super slow, so I'll copy it into my news accordion, and I'll show you, and we'll step through it, as opposed to me building it step by step. So a bit of smoke and mirrors. But what I'm essentially doing is I've added a div tag around here called accordion. And I've added a H3 tag, a href tag, and some p tags. And all I'm essentially doing is setting up a HTML structure that then this piece of jQuery down the bottom here will action. So all it's doing is targeting the accordion ID, accordion there, and it's running the accordion method. I've also got some custom CSS to make it look a little prettier. So let's save that and jump across to here and have a look at what that looks like. So this is just refreshing the page, and it's going to apply my jQuery, and I have an accordion. So, I mean, that's pretty cool. That's been relatively straightforward and easy to do. What I've done, just to reiterate, is I added a list view, changed to be a pretty much a raw XSLT view, and added some tags in the middle. If I changed that to something other than accordion, my jQuery wouldn't work. Let's have a look at another example. Wary that people are busy on time. But if we have a look at a news scroller, I'll go to an image rotator. Who wants to see a news rotator or an image rotator? Image rotator? Yeah, we'll see that because it's pretty cool. This one's actually kind of nice. All right, so I've got another site. If I close this SharePoint site and I go to my marketing site, jump over to here, marketing. Now, this company here has a product set, and they've got a product library here. It's just a library. It's a picture library. So again, I'm going to do the same sort of thing. Got a bunch of images, and all I'm going to do on the home page is add a list view to that list. Go page. Edit page. This is painfully slow. This is really snappy. This is an SSD running on my VM. Got 4 gig of RAM, and I don't know whether it's because I've hibernated and rewoken, but it's very slow today. Apologise for that. And I'm not just saying that. It was fast. Come on. All right, existing list. Let's pop in the products list. And the same kind of thing is I've got a change to my XSLT. So let's have a look at my XSLT. Oh, come on. Okay, site assets. This is bad. Come on. Okay, so I have a list view, and I'm going to do the same thing as I saw just before. Edit web part, and I'm going to put in that XSLT reference. Apologise for all the jumping around. But if you have a look now, I've got this. This is what it will look like. This is my starting point, my jQuery file. So all it's going to do is write out from that list, it's going to get all the rows that are in that list view, and for each of them, it's going to write out the file ref. So all that's going to give me is the title of the file, really. If and when my VM responds. All right. Okay. All right, so as expected, we've just got a huge whack of URLs, essentially. So all that's doing is pulling the file ref tag out of that document library or the picture library, as we saw there. So let's have a look at now a complete example. And what I'll do is I'll just paste the contents over the top of that. As I say, I was hoping to have been able to sort of step through and build it up. But it's the same kind of premise, is that all we're going to do is add a SharePoint is construct a set of HTML, and then because we've got a set of HTML, we can target it with some jQuery. Not that one, cycle. Now this is using a different set of files within jQuery, and I just had a thought, I need to upload another file. Come on. Edit. Oh, it's already over there. Beg your pardon. Okay. Save that away. If we refresh this page, we might get a jQuery JavaScript error because we're missing a file. Yes, we've got one I need to add an extra file. This is within one of the plugins that I'm using for this particular example is called the jQuery Easing. So there's a jQuery UI, and there's, if I go into site assets, this is again at my root site collection level. So this is the premise, is that you'd add your files at the root site level, and you would then use them throughout your site subsites. Browse and upload. Oh, there it was, too. Okay, so I've got jQuery cycle, which does the cycling of images or of items, and I've also got jQuery easing. Be done in one moment. jQuery easing. All right, so that should be it, and I should be able to refresh here, and I should now get, rather than a swag of images that are loaded onto the page, I should get an animation. And fingers crossed, and I'm not very hopeful right now. We'll see. There we go. So that's an animation that, you know, you could put that onto a SharePoint page, you could put that onto a news rotator, and in fact that was my other demo that I was going to show, was where we'd have a, up the top you'd have sort of your blurb of text, and then an image for instance, and then a section of text down the bottom. Then because that's a slab of HTML, you put some tags around it, and then you target it with your accordion. So if we have a look at the HTML that built that up, I know people have got to get away to other sessions, and appreciate your patience. What I've done here is I've got a class called Slideshow, and that's just arms around the outside, so to speak. Then this is the bit in the middle here that's the interesting bit, is image. And down the bottom here, well, I'm actually doing a reference out to another JavaScript library. And if I save that to image library 2, for instance, and we'll have a look at that too, they're just simple targeting that particular class, do an animation. So you can do a whole variety of animations, and a lot of these are available on the jQuery site. If you have a look at jQuery.com, that's got a bit of a fader. It's a bit hard to sort of see in the projector, but I mean that's kind of cool, and that's a couple of lines of code. So I'm pulling pictures from a and what's that one? That's image cycle 2. Let's have a look at that just to see what it is. Image cycle 2. So all that's doing is targeting with a dot, is targeting the class of slideshow and doing a cycle with an FX of zoom. So you can change it to slide left, slide right, slide up, slide down, and you'll get a whole variety of different animations. So that's kind of it in a nutshell. Apologies for a bit of the technical troubles. This has been pretty slow running on my VM today, but I just wanted to show a bit about SharePoint, how you could, using a list view, some XSLT to structure your HTML that you wanted to animate, and then a couple of lines of JavaScript. Once you've uploaded your jQuery files, you can get some pretty cool animations. So that's kind of it I wanted to show. Thank you. That's me.